Larson H. St. Helena, California. November 20th, 1900. Typed. My dear young brother, I have something to say to you. The Lord has opened a place for you in the food factory. He has blessed you and has given you tact and understanding for the work. Until you have positive evidence that it is your duty to change your position, remain where you are. You are blessed above many youth, for you have the society of your mother, while so many are forced to be separated from home influences. I am impressed by the Lord to say to you, my youthful brother, that someone must do the work you are doing. In the position in which you are placed, you have been obtaining the best experience a young man can have. The Lord desires to have, in connection with this institution, men and women who love and fear Him. Those who are engaged in the work of preparing health foods are just as much in the service of God as if they were in the dentistry business or in the medical missionary work. As you help to prepare health foods, you are doing God's service. Just as long as you can have the company of your mother, you should feel that you are where God desires you to be, in the place where you are most needed and best prepared to work, where you can help without the least outlay of means. When the Lord would have you in some other place, you will understand this. You can serve God just where you are. You can improve on the talents God has given you until you become master of the institution. I have much to say to you, but cannot say it all now. I could not sleep past 1 o'clock, and I am now writing to you in the early morning hours. The Lord has impressed me to say to you that in taking up a new work, you will meet with trials and disappointments where you least expect them. In a new place, you will find just as hard and more disagreeable work than you now have. It will cost money to go to Battle Creek, and it will be years before you can earn much. Dentistry looks flattering, but it is a work which is very taxing to the brain nerve power. You will find trials to be met in that work which you have not anticipated. You are doing good missionary work where you are, and you are away from the wicked cities, away from the temptations that come to the youth there. I know the Lord will give you peace and rest in Him in the very work in which you are now engaged. You can be a continual learner, and by fidelity, you can fit yourself for the highest position in this work. I cannot approve of the idea which many have that they must go to Battle Creek to obtain an education for medical missionary work. In Battle Creek, you would find as much and more severe labor and fewer advantages in some lines than you have here at St. Helena. You are well situated where you are. If you find the work taxing here, you would not find it any lighter should you change your position. If you look to the Lord Jesus for strength and grace, you will see everything in His light. You are just where you can do service for the Master, just where you can grow in intelligence. You are doing a work which more young men of your age could do and should do with acceptance, with a view to teaching others. If 20 or 40 young men were obtaining an experience in the practical work you are now doing, it would be pleasing to the Lord. When God desires you to change your employment, He will give you clear light. At present, you are in the best situation you could have. The farther you are away from the great cities, the more favorable will be your opportunity to form a character which will prepare you to stand when the judgments of an incensed God are poured on the inhabitants of the world. Then consternation will surely spread over all countries, and this consternation will be felt in a most disagreeable manner in the large cities, where wickedness has reached such large proportions. When you have thoroughly mastered your present trade, you will be able to do good service in teaching the people how to prepare healthful food. This line of work is as essential as any work you could take up. It is a most important education for young men and women, for in the future, this class of work will find acceptance where many other kinds of work will not be acceptable. I would say to you, you are needed just where you are. Do not become restless and uneasy. Constantly improve in everything you take up. Do the work someone must do, and God's blessing will rest upon you. When you know the future better than you do now, you will be able to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Psalm 103, verse 1. Keep close to Christ. Improve your opportunities. Learn all you can in the work in which you are engaged. The Lord knows what his people need, and through his chosen agents, he manifests his benevolence to men. For he is ever working for the happiness of those who love and serve him. He is pleased with harmonious service, and when he sees men and women obeying his commandment to love one another without dissimulation, he greatly blesses them. God desires us to find out how we may be of real service to him. We must keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The law which he has given us to obey is the best expression of his love. His commandments, perfectly obeyed, would enable families here on earth to be symbols of the family in the heavenly world. There is another matter you should consider. Here you are in a most favorable climate health-wise. If you can be of service here and your service is appreciated, you are doing good and are being educated for work. May the Lord help you to understand his will and then to do it cheerfully. He will give you peace and contentment if you are faithful where you are.